25 minutes to 10, time for our midweek preview. Canterbury racing today. Thankfully, the cool change has gone through. Good three. The rail at 3 metres. They've done watering, particularly over those hot days, but it'll be a lot kinder out there today. Ray Thomas copped those warm temperatures on Monday. Did you get through that, Ray?
Yeah, love the heat. Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, much more comfortable for punters this afternoon at Canterbury. And a good little meeting, Andrew. Some of the earlier races a bit skinny on numbers, but later on, some really good value in some big field sizes towards the end of the program.
And Paul Joyce, how does Wednesday look to you, mate?
Yeah, very confident, Andrew. Strong southerly blowing at the moment, which may sort of throw something into the mix not expected here, but got a really good roughy in the middle of the card here, boys. Well into the double figures.
All right, I like that. Glenn Munsey is joining us as well from tab.com.au. Morning, Muns.
Evening, Andrew. How are you? Paul and Ray.
You shouldn't be surprised. I text Ray this morning and said, keep it tight this morning because I've got to be off for a greyhound race, and then Bensley runs late. So anyway, that's the way it goes. But what I want now, Glenn, is some tightness in our program. And what about the market for race one?
All right, you just sit there and push the buttons, Andrew, and let everyone else take charge. The first is the All Too Hard at Vinery here, a 1,900-metre race where Zaboss. So Finn at 10, Too Chic at $8, Kellyville Flyer $2.80 and favourite, Numbers at $4, and Maralisa is a $10 chance. Best supported runner here, definitely the toppy in Zaboss.
Yeah, Tactical Affair, small field, 1,900 metres. I think the two that go forward are definitely Maralisa and also Kellyville Flyer. So they'll settle 1-2. They may get a slight edge being on pace in a small field. But, Ray, as you know, in these small fields in staying races, anything can happen.
Yeah, it can, Paul. I think it comes down to the two favourites here, 1 Zaboss and 4 Kellyville Flyer. Look, leaning towards Zaboss, admittedly the mare was a little bit disappointing second up in the Music Magnate race at Rose Hill, but this is a much easier assignment. And just the Canterbury track and distance record of Zaboss, Paul, 3 starts here for a win, 2 seconds, excels around this course and trip. Third up now, certainly fitter. Stats third up are pretty sound. I think it's ready to win number 1, Zaboss. From 4, Kellyville Flyers. You hinted, Paul, she's going to be up on speed getting the favours. Her form's excellent. She'll be hard to run down. I throw in number 6, Maralisa, because of that very point you raised, Paul. She might get a softish lead here. And of the rest, number 2, Sofin, perhaps a chance. But in the first, Paul, I think 1, Zaboss from 4, Kellyville Flyer, with 6 and 2, the best of the rest.
Look, I've gone 5, 6, 1 and 4. You can never be too confident in these small fields, but I am having a decent bet on number 5, Numbers, here. She's had 3 runs back from a spell. Her last start at Kembla, she should have won. She was badly checked mid-straight. And I'll go back 5 or 6 runs for her. She ran 4th here at Canterbury over 1,900 on a good track behind Zaboss. Did watch the replay. She was extremely stiff. She probably should have won. She got flattened at the 150. And she makes Zaboss 6.5 kilos better for getting beaten 2 lengths on that occasion. So I just think she could cause a minor upset here, number 5, Numbers. Winona Costin aboard, and how about these for stats? She's trying to snap a 44-ride losing streak. So I think she's a
she'll be
really
glad you mentioned
apprentice.
It.
And really promising apprentice, guys, and I think this is the horse that'll snap that losing streak for Winona Costin, who last year, of course, couldn't stop riding winners. So we know she's got the ability there. Number 6, Maralisa. I agree with you, Ray. She gets the on-pace favours here. Number 1, Zaboss, 61 kilos. That's what I come back to. It's a big ask, that sort of weight. But horses are going to have to start carrying it now under the new rating scale. And then we have number 4, Kellyville Flyer. For 4, 5, 6, 1, 4. Let's get the day started with number 5, Numbers.
Okay. Darren Flindell likes Zaboss, and despite 61, to beat 6, 2 and 4. 1, 6, 2 and 4 in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, at 2:20.
It's the Tab More Than Just Winning, and a massive day down here in Melbourne yesterday for our spring launch. But Cartier Rock here, $3.80. Way Too Good, $3.10. Queen of Wands is an $8.50 chance. Francais came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Zara Bay came out this morning, 24 cents a win and 24 cents a place. And Sanea, the first starter here, the favourite at even money or $2. No moves here whatsoever.
Yeah, interested in your thoughts on the debutante here, Ray. A small field, only Way Too Good, the only runner with any pace, really. So Way Too Good lead. The other 3 get behind.
Yeah, I've linked with number 2, Way Too Good here, Paul, primarily because of the race experience factor. Warwick Farm winner 2 starts back. coming back from a stakes race where she was very good, wasn't she, Paul? Beaten less than a length into fifth spot behind Alart. But it's excellent form going into this race. The big unknown, of course, is the first starter, number six, Sanaya. No surprise to see it coming up as favourite on Glenn's Markets. Its trials have been excellent. It's very well bred, and the Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman factor is hard to ignore. But I'll lean towards a two, way too good, Paul, from the six, Sanaya. One and three make up this four-horse field. A little interesting tactical battle here, Paul.
Yeah, look, I can't add anything to the tips or numbers here, Ray. Exactly the same, 2, 6, 1 and 3. I'm just with you, Ray. I just think that race experience over way too good, especially listed race experience, even though the money's coming for the debutante and she's trialled well. I'd lean towards race experience. So 2, 6, 1, 3.
Okay, Darren Flindell likes the 2 as well. Way too good to beat 1, 3 and 6. 2, 1, 3, 6. Race 3, this is for the maiden horses here, Glenn.
Yeah, the Schweppes Plate, and we start with Astro Sun at $15. Be Like Dad, out, no deduction. Dark Jasper, $5.50. Incosta Line, $4. Most Exalted, $3.50 favourite. Over the Air, $9. Parnassus at $13. Storm System at $9. The Wheeled at $17. Altamira, out, no deduction. And Muzika is a $7 chance. Best supported runner here, and the only runner is Most Exalted, and the trainer was Most Exalted about its chances yesterday. He was very confident.
Should get a good run here, Glenn. Astro Sun, the obvious leader, rolls along at a pretty genuine clip. Over the Air can trail. The Wheel's got blinkers on first time, maybe goes forward, but I can't see too much pace or pressure, which from Barrier 1 should give Most Exalted a dream run just in behind them, Ray.
Yeah, it looks the horse to beat, doesn't it, Paul? A lot of these coming out of the Montauk race at Warwick Farm a couple of weeks ago where Most Exalted made his debut and terrific performance and protested unsuccessfully against Montauk. Made his run with the winner. They sort of bumped a couple of times, but only beaten the short half head. He's a street cry colt from that race experience, Paul. Should move on from that. And as you said, the inside gate, he's going to get the lovely run here. And look, pretty keen on Most Exalted. He looked a promising type to me on debut at Warwick Farm, and he should come on from that. The dangers, the Chris Waller pair, 4 Incosta Line and 3 Darth Jasper. Incosta Line sort of working up to a win now. It's had 2/3 from at Canterbury and at Rose Hill at his 2 runs back from a spell. Well placed today, should be hard to beat. Darth Jasper also made his debut at that Warwick Farm Montauk race. Liked his run too, probably hit the line strongly, finishing 4th just on a length from the winner. So he's right in this race. And number 11, Muzika, was 3rd in the Warwick Farm race. You can't overlook him. But Most Exalted, Paul, if it takes that step from its race debut, it's the horse to beat. 5, 4, 3 and 11 in race 3, Paul.
Yeah, very much agree here, Ray. 5, 4, 3 and 8 for me. I was on at the $13 there on day 2. I was hoping that protest would get upheld. Of course, it wasn't, and the right decision was made. But anyway, $3.50 today. I'll back up on him. I think he'll definitely improve off that run. He was a big, raw-looking type in the yard that day, and he'll only strip fitter and learn from that experience. So I think he'll win. Number 4, Incosta Line, definite danger. For 3rd, number 3, Dark Jasper, the same trifecta in order. The other one I'll throw in is the 8 Storm System. Now, he comes through a different form here. He ran 3rd at Newcastle on their big cup day behind Le Romaine and Intrusion. Romaine since come out and run really well, ran 2nd in town, whereas Intrusion failed. But I like the way he hit the line. He was a bit green, a bit new, but finished off strong. He might be the knockout player here. So I'll go 5, 4, 3 and 8. The only risk there, Ray, is if we've got this Montauk form line wrong, because if we've got it wrong, the entire market's the wrong way around.
Yep.
5 on top for Darren Flindell, Most Exalted to beat 3, 4 and 11. 5, 3, 4 and 11. The Spring Champion field is out for Saturday, a field of 10. Vainbra of the Shorties drawn Barrier 6 in a field of 10. Tatush for Corey Brown, it's drawn 4. Too Good to Refuse, the Brisbane Visitor, has drawn 3. A field of 10 lining up there. Jadeer is in the race for Hawks Racing, and Tommy Berry, it's drawn 5. That's the Spring Champion coming up on Saturday at Randwick. Back with the legs of the quaddie shortly for Canterbury.
On our biggest race day of the week, Racing HQ Saturday from 6:30 brings you the best experts in the business right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Get racing sooner with a graduate of the Magic Millions 2-year-olds in training sale, October 13 on the Gold Coast. the number one Breeze Up style auction in Australasia. The two-year-olds in training sale gives buyers an edge, having seen the horse gallop prior to selling. The last three editions of the sale have produced outstanding graduates with 413 wins, 860 placings, and earnings of over $9.5 million. View the catalogue, photos, Breeze Up times and clips at magicmillions.com.au.
Puntershow.com.au brings you the big guns of punting. Darren Potter's Melbourne Sets. Cardi's Race Speed Profiles. John Walter, live in the chat room. Mark Lamborn's Sydney Form. John McLeod, our Brisbane expert. Nick Ashman's Track Work Tips. Glenn Pollitt and Warren Huntley's Mounting Yard Mail. And the Hong Kong winners. All the big guns of punting in one convenient location. Puntershow.com.au.
Tab Saddle Up Sundays. Visit our most exciting regions, like the New South Wales South Coast.
Shoalhaven City Turf Club at Nowra saddles up on Sunday, October 18. There's the Mollymook Cup. Free sausage sizzle for the first 400 trackside, fashions on the field, live entertainment, kids' activities and giveaways. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central have the mounting yard covered. At Nowra, Sunday, October 18. Visit gocountryracing.com.au.
I watch the races on TV. When you can get your backside to Rackside, you could win a VIP experience with five mates in a marquee at Stakes Day. Enter the daily code word shown on the Trackside game with your details at trackside.com.au for your chance to win.
T's and C's apply. Promotion dates 5th of October to 1st of November 15. New South Wales permit number 15/06458. ACT permit number 15/07005. Gamble responsibly.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
Paul Joyce, Ray Thomas, they're giving us the right mail for Canterbury this afternoon. Legs of the quaddy time now. Of course, the early quaddy is on races 1, 2, 3 and 4, Glenn, and the main quaddy on races 4 through 7.
Yes, our pivotal race here, the TAB Rewards, and it's pivotal that you get your TAB Rewards card. It's available to you through your TAB account, but also your cash punters out there betting in our agencies. You can get your TAB Rewards card and earn the points there, and also have the opportunity for once-in-a-lifetime experiences. But in this fourth race, Mackinac Island is a $10 chance. Colour of Money at $14. Waltzing Willie, $4 in favourite. Rye, $4.80. Haymate at $7. Luxury, $4.20. Eye Contact at $15. Green Aventurine at $31. And Murray Galdry is a $6 chance. Best supported runner here is Luxury, and a fair gap to the next pick.
Yeah, there's not much speed on paper here. I think Haymate gets across and gets a reasonably soft time in front. I think Mackinac Island will settle a lot closer from barrier one. Ryan Waltzing Willie in the past have gone handy, but they're both first up here this afternoon, Ray. So can't see too much pace on paper there.
Yeah, it's a tricky little race, isn't it, Paul? Look, going into this race, well, we've had 20 city meetings so far in Sydney this season. Chris Waller's trained at least one winner at each of those 20 meetings. I think this is the race where he can keep that streak going, boys, with Waltzing Willie. I take your point, Paul, just where he may lob in the run, given there's not a lot of speed. And he hasn't got great first-up stats, admittedly, but at Canterbury over the 15.50, three tries, 3 seconds. And look, I think he's had two good, solid trials going into this race. I liked his recent trial when he chased home the talented Dothraki. He ran second in that Rose Hill trial. So I'm banking on Chris Waller having him forward enough, and I think he's the horse to beat in a tricky little race, number 3, Waltzing Willie. From number 5, Haymate, the Jason Addard and Jeff Penza combination having a fantastic run. He just scrambled home at Hawkesbury last start, but an improving horse, Haymate. I think it's worth a gamble here. 4, Rye, the stablemate of Waltzing Willie, comes in the calculations. The number 2, Colour of Money. A stay are probably looking for further could sprint home well. Murray Galdry, one to watch here too, Paul. But I think number 3, Waltzing Willie, can keep that Chris Waller streak going. 3, 5, 4, and 2. Tough race to fourth, Paul.
Yeah, well, this is my best roughie here, boys. 2, 5, 4, and 1. Number 2, Colour of Money, on top at the $14 and $3.47 the place. Trained by James Cummings, second up off a spell. I'm prepared to forgive his first up run at Wyong on a heavy 8. He gets back on top of the ground today, but Most importantly, he's had two starts at Canterbury for a first and a second. He won a three-year-old No Metro win over 1,900 here to win his only start, and he beat two very good horses there, Another Al and Wildenstein. But when he ran second in his maiden over this track and distance, he happened to bump into Saddler's Lake. He was only beaten in a photo, and third there was Skyline Blush, who's gone on and won about four races. So he's coming through some really strong form lines last prep, and maybe he's just snuck in here second up over the odds. Blake Shin rides. Now I'm going to take a gamble on him at the $14 for a very good each-way bet. Number five, Haymate, definite danger, broke through last start, but it was only a Hawkesbury maiden, and before that it was one of those provincial and country maidens that he couldn't win, so maybe not quite as good as it reads on paper. Number four, Rye, first up for Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman, must respect, and I do think Mackinac Island will improve sharply here, second up, ridden a lot closer to them. He's right back down in class. 2, 5, 4, and 1, but number two each way for me for a good bet.
Yeah, Glenn, has the Joyce support come yet, or is it about to come for Colour of Money?
$373, Andrew, and the Charlie Chase, $256.
Okay, we'll warm to that. Darren Flindell likes 3, Waltzing Willie to beat 5, 9, and 1. 3, 5, 9, and 1. Race 5, we extend out to the 1900.
Yeah, the Ranvet here, and in the fifth race, the top here, Olympic Academy, is a $10 chance. Razzle Dazzle Rock at 11. Burning Passion, 320 and favourite. Brazen Moss is out, no deduction. Shalmaneser at 8. Brogue at $4.50. No Return at 5. Don't Nick Me at 31. Hilarious Honour is a $6 chance. Fairly Quiet, the best back runner, though, unchanged from what it went up, is Brogue.
There's actually decent pace pressure here. Hilarious Honour, Shalmaneser and Razzle Dazzle Rock all capable of leading, Ray. And I think Brogue will be handy just looking for a trail.
And number three, Burning Passion should get a lovely run today. Paul, backing up from its Rosehill placing last week when it drew barrier 14, beaten the half length into third spot in the Artistry race. I think this looks a easier assignment, goes really well around Canterbury. Five starts here for a win, three placings. Rock hard fit, drawn nice in area four. As Paul suggested, good tempo, should enjoy a lovely run, and pretty keen on Burning Passion. Another one from the James Cummings stable. Number six, Brogue, no surprise, is good money for it. It's two runs back, have been excellent. Comes off a nice Hawkesbury second. Number nine, Hilarious Honour, up on speed, races well at Canterbury. And I thought number two, Razzle Dazzle Rock, could improve. It wasn't beaten all that far at Rose Hill last start. Paul, pretty keen on three, Burning Passion, from 6, 9, and 2 in race five.
Yeah, I'll go 6, 7, 3, and 1 here. I'm keen on the six, Brogue, the one the money's come for. He's a big strapping four-year-old by Zabeel, and he's probably just needed those two runs back to bring him right up to the mark for this. He gets out to the 1,900, and most importantly, I think he's at his best on top of the ground. And Hughie Bowman jumps on today as well for the first time this prep, so plenty of picks for Brogue here. Now, number seven, No Return, never runs a bad race. They should get all the favours here for Blake Shin off a good draw. The three, Burning Passion, look, I take your point, Ray. I was on him last start at Rose Hill. 14 of 14, but, gee, that was offset by Blake Shin's ride. He had his third one off the fence after 200 metres. It was a gun ride. He just wasn't quite good enough. So the fact that he hasn't won yet this prep, just starting to wear me a little bit down. And I think number one, Olympic Academy. He loves this track and distance here at Canterbury, so I expect him to improve. 6, 7, 3, and 1 in race five.
Six also the top for Darren, on top for Darren Flindell, Brogue to beat 3, 7, and 5. 6, 3, 7, and 5. A quick mention also, Glenn, that on Tab Talk for the rest of the spring, every Thursday is Ray Thomas. Ray's going to come on and give us his thoughts because the markets will be out 24 hours. Ray will be able to give us what his feeling is and what's been supported. So that's starting tomorrow on Tab Talk between 10 and 10:30. Just another gig for the great Ray Thomas.
Glad you reminded me, Glenn.
He's going to finish on more than you, Andrew.
No,
you'll guarantee Ray will be on time.
He will be. As we move to race six, reminding me of that at 10 to 5.
Yes, the first Piero Yearlings in 2016 here, and the toppy festivity is out. 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place to deduction there. Our Renaissance is out as well. 3 cents a win and 4 cents a place. All Salsa 15, Cat's Eye Surprise at 41. Lady Zhivago at 21. 12, Zelda at 10, Like Xena at 17, Roquessa out no deduction, Silent Rush out no deduction, Tempt Me Not 650, Defender at 6, Floral Gold at 18, She's a Lady at $12, Upscale $4.20, Little Red Shoes is out no deduction, Mum's Blessing 15, Go Cup Bell at 9, and Speedy Squib is a $26 chance. Big field here, not big interest. Best supported runner is the 11 here, Defender.
Yeah, look, when the scratchings first came out, I thought, well, there goes all the speed. But as soon as you looked at the emergencies, bang, 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 the three emergencies now put all the speed on. So that pace will come from Mum's Blessing, Go Cup Bell and Speedy Squib. You've also got a couple of other ones from originally in the field like Lady Jabargo there. So, Ray, still a big field, still plenty of speed. Should be a really good race.
Yeah, I like number 11, Defender here, Paul, each way, into $6 now with those scratchings, but I still think she's a terrific chance here. This Redoute's Choice mare out of Alinghi, very lightly raced. Is a Canterbury winner back in April, admittedly on a heavy track, but love to first up run behind Mr. Entertainer. If she can bounce off that and off this hot tempo from the good draw, it's going to get a lovely run, even luck from the turn. I think number 11, Defender, at each way odds will give you a great sight. No knock on number 5, Lady Jabargo. This is a talented filly, and she was dominant at Wyong second up. Can only improve off that. But I just thought, Paul, she may have to do a little bit of work early from that gate that might leave her exposed to a Blauser-like Defender late. 10, Tempt Me Not, and number 14, Upscale, both promising types. Impossible to fault them as well. 11, 5, 10, and 14. Tough race to sixth, Paul.
So, it is, Ray. I've gone 14, 13, 11 and 17, so some double-figure numbers there. 14 Upscale on top. She just gets all the favours off that draw with Huey Bowman and good speed drawn wide. She was a bit green at her second start, but she bolted in on debut. I think she's got plenty of talent. The 13, She's a Lady. Loved her trial into this. She won here first up last prep. Number 11, Defender, Ray's tip. I've got her into third off that good draw. And number 17, Go Cup Bell, the emergency. She just does not know how to run a bad race. And again, she's drawn well in barrier 4. 14, 13, 11 and 17 for me in race 6.
Well, 14's, in fact, Darren Flindell's best bet of the day, Paul. Upscale for Hugh Bowman. 14 on top to beat 11, 10 and 12. 14, 11, 10 and 12. What about the last at 5.30, Glenn?
Yeah, the tab.com.au handicap is the last on the program today at Canterbury. An Excited Prince is an $18 chance. Next level at 12, Sanzio 9.50, Sky Limit at 6, Fig Tree out no deduction, Bradbury Lad 26, The Special 2 $4.80, King Dorota at 31, Mandalong Kiss is out 4 cents the win and 5 cents the place there. Kipling at 7, Nat King Koo at 31, Fair Call 26, Magna Joy at 12, Rationality is a $7 chance. Scroll down a little bit further here to tell me that Flashing Speed is also at 7, Eye the World at 21, and the bottom two are out. Best supported runners here are those two down near the bottom, Rationality and Flashing Speed.
Yeah, genuine speed here. Most runners should get their chance late. I think we've got Magna Joy, Stanzio, Rationality, King Dorota, and then you've got Sky Limit kicking up off the inside draw, Ray. So there's at least 5 of them that will buy for the front.
Yeah, but I'm going for 14 Rationality here, Paul. Taking on spec, admittedly, it's a difficult assignment first up. This is the full sister to Mentality. I know Team Hawk's got a big rap on her. She showed promise last prep. Love a little soft trial going into this. Awkwardly drawn, admittedly, Paul, but look, I'm banking on her ability, 14 Rationality, at good odds is the one to beat. From 7, the Special 2, she was brilliant first up at Canterbury. Have to include her. 10, Kipling, I think, can bounce off that indifferent first up, run off the let up, give him another chance. And 2, Next Level, doesn't know how to run a bad race, does it, Paul? And Sam Clinton's claim brings Next Level in fairly well at the weight. 14 Rationality from 7, 10 and 2 in the last, Paul.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 14, 3 and 13 in the last. I'm all over the Special 2 here. She won her last two starts. I know there have been a long time between runs, but as Ray said, it was a brilliant first up win. Can't beat the form line. Pearls ran second, Kindheart third. You go a bit back a bit further and I think you've had about 6 winners out of the race. She's freshened into this. Her trial at Randwick the other day was super. She just ambled home in behind them. She just needs luck at the right time and she wins. Number 14, Rationality, a definite danger. The 3, Sanzio, honest, on pace, right stable, will go well. And I thought number 13, Magna Joy, the best ruffie in the race here. Just comes in with underrated form and she's got a lovely barrier today. 7, 14, 3 and 13 for me in the last.
All right, Darren Flindell likes the 7 as well. The special 2 to beat 15, 4 and 3. 7, 15, 4 and 3. So they're the 7 races. Ray, which way were you going as a good thing?
Yeah, big day for James Cummings, I think, Andrew, and My Best is one of his runners. Race 3, number 5, Most Exalted.
Race 3, number 5, and James will be chatting with Sean Cosgrove between 10.30 and 11. He'll be also having a chat with Gary Portelli, Jason Collett, and maybe one or two others. So that's on between 10.30 and 11 this morning. The Best, Race 3, number 5 for Ray. Thanks, mate. We'll hear from you tomorrow on Tab Talk.
Thanks, boys.
What about you, Paul?
Yeah, going for a big day for James Cummings between myself and Ray. Race 4, number 2, Colour of Money, the best each way of the day. I noticed Glenn's trimmed it from 14s into 12 since we've been on air.
Oh, come on, Munns. Give me a chance to get off air.
$761 the win and $430 the place.
All right.
And then, look, in the last, I do think the special 2 will win. Race 7, number 7. We're getting $4.80, and all we need is a touch of luck. I think that's good value. So they're the two today. Race 4, number 2. Race 7, number 7.
Good on you, Paul. We'll chat to you during the week with our Sydney podcast for Randwick and, of course, on Tab Talk on Saturday morning as well. Thanks for your time, mate.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Paul Joyce, we've done all right there, Glenn. The boys and yours truly have tightened right up on what I gave you on the first segment. The first at Canterbury at 1:45. I want to say... there's lots of news around that I'm about to walk out and tweet through the day. So if you're not on Twitter, make sure you do it over the next couple of hours. It's not hard, is it, Glenn? You're on it.
Oh, yes, Andrew. I'm very proficient at it.
And you can go to twitter.com and then go to @AndrewBensley. There'll be a stack of news going up. But as it stands right now, this has even developed more while I've been on air. That's Volk Stock and Barrel. They are now pressing to the Melbourne to the Caulfield Cup. Volk Stock and Barrel to the Caulfield Cup. Lucia Valentina will gallop next Tuesday and they'll make a final decision, but the owners are very keen to run, is what I'm hearing. If those two run, Glenn, Complacent doesn't get in. Neither does Quest for More. Neither does Beaten Up. And Magic Hurricane, it's got more hope of... Oh, I don't know what. It's got no hope of making the Caulfield Cup as the Metrop winner. It's become very tight, and even Complacent, who sits at number 21, it's not going to make it.
Well, the only horse that's guaranteed to start, Andrew, is Magna Pal, because he's qualified.
Exactly. But we know things can happen, but as it stands right now, Complacent, you wouldn't be jumping on. You'd be just holding up to see whether it in fact gets there. Good on you, Munns.
Thank you, Andrew.
Are you sticking around?
Oh, yes, I'll be sticking around for Tab Talk, Andrew, with the master of the room, Sean Cosgrove.
David Hayes will be joining the team, and also the NBL season begins tonight. They'll talk basketball. That's next on Sky Sports Radio.